Welcome back to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. My next guest is University of North Carolina School of the Arts Executive Producer and General Manager Catherine Laidlaw. Catherine's no stranger to enormous student productions. Since 2009 at the school, she's overseen the production of UNCSA's Oklahoma, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring celebration at Carolina Performing Arts, and, of course, the annual Nutcracker Ballet. This year, during its 9-day run at the Stevens Center, this incredible annual student production raises money for scholarships while bringing world-class performance quality to Triad audiences. You'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. Prior to Catherine's arrival on the UNCSA campus back in 2009, she was busy on Broadway, and her Tony-nominated revival credits there include Gypsy, The Elephant Man, and Death of a Salesman. Catherine was also heavily involved in original Broadway productions like Top Dog Underdog, the off-Broadway spoof Debbie Does Dallas, and London productions of Ragtime and others. Couple that theater background with Catherine's experience brand marketing for the Coca-Cola Company and Hanes brands, and you get someone supremely prepared for the task at hand. So we see an amazing production, we hear great music, but what all is going on behind the scenes? Give us an inkling as to the things that have to come together, some of the ones that are on the top of your radar as this rolls out.
Well, you know, the School of Dance begins its process in September with casting, doing auditions, that sort of thing. And they basically, I've added up, it's about 300 plus hours of rehearsal that get us to the point where they are prepared to perform in front of, you know, an almost full house at the Stevens Center. Our School of Design Production, they begin their process in October. And our School of Music, you know, several weeks of preparation that go into learning that score and practicing it and then coming together with the School of Dance. And then there's all of the other elements of the production that, you know, you can't possibly sort of appreciate when you're sitting there in the audience. But we have 180 costumes. So 180 costumes and 80 members in the cast. And so just with fittings alone, we do something like 325 fittings. And that occupies about 75 hours worth of time. We have something, I think it's about 320 pairs of shoes that are used in the production. So there's a lot to keep track of. And we have brilliant professionals and faculty members that are in charge of this, but our students are treated as professionals coming into this production. There are huge expectations for their commitment, their effort, their ability to, you know, follow the rules and participate as they should in the production, whether it's what time they arrive to the theater or that they take charge of their costume and it's put exactly where it's meant to be so it can be laundered. It's a highly complicated series of moving parts that has to come together.
And this is a student production. What does that mean?
Soup to nuts. There are students who are sweeping the snow off the stage after Act One. There are students in the pit. They are students who are running the cues. There are students who are dancing every single one of the roles in the production, except, you know, we do have a couple of guest artists. But it is entirely being performed and being run by students.
What do you hear from the students? What sorts of feedback do you get from them?
Well, you know, obviously Nutcracker offers this tremendous opportunity, you know, for the dancers, for them to really refine their technique. So that as they're rehearsing this incredibly complicated choreography, I mean, it's difficult. It would be difficult for professionals in some of those principal parts. You know, I think one of the things that they're learning is once they sort of get past the point where they've really kind of, if not mastered, their role, they have their training, their technique, their practice of the choreography, then they begin to be able to put their own individual stamp on it and to express the role. And I think that's the easiest sort of example I can use, but I would say that the same is true for our technicians and our designers, is how they're going to take their individual assignment and get the work done, but get it done in their own way.
Obviously, for listeners now, you can get a sense that UNCSA does not go halfway with these productions. I mean, this is
you
a
sure
full
don't.
Bore, and that includes the guest artists, beginning with the ABT conductor, the American Ballet Theater conductor, Charles Barker.
He is a wonderful dance conductor, one of the finest in the world. He's also a wonderful human being.
What does he bring? If you sat in a rehearsal, what sort of dynamic is there, and what's special about his approach?
You know, he's very precise. He's very observant. You know, he has specific feedback that he gives to the individual musician. So when he's making corrections, I think that he's highly articulate. But he never makes his corrections in such a way that I've ever seen that could be intimidating or cowing to the students. I almost feel like everything he does empowers them.
It's a nice combination, clarity and empowering. That's what you
want
in a conductor.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Yeah. Speaking of the real deal, tell us about this year's featured soloists.
We have one of our proudest accomplishments at the School of the Arts, an alumna of our School of Dance, Jillian Murphy, who's a principal with American Ballet Theatre and one of the most coveted, sought-after ballerinas of her generation. It's interesting, you know, Susan Jaffe, our Dean of Dance, who is great friends with Jillian, continues to coach her. Jillian is almost the Susan Jaffe of her generation, and, you know, she's another quintessential American ballerina who is just, the New York Times is in love with her, and why shouldn't we all be? She's a brilliant technician. She's virtually flawless in her technique, and she's so powerful as a dancer. So my jaw regularly, it just drops when I watch Jillian dance, and I know a lot of people feel that way.
And I should point out that Susan Jaffe, a longtime premier ballerina with ABT for like to the tune of 2 decades.
Yes, 20-year long career. So Jillian will be joining us, and she'll be partnered with a principal dancer from New York City Ballet, Gonzalo Garcia. You know, I always think of him, he's like a firecracker. He's got this tremendous power, and there'll just be a moment when he's dancing and it's like he explodes. He's just a terrific, terrific dancer and a heck of a nice guy.
University of North Carolina School of the Arts executive producer and general manager Catherine Laidlaw. The incredible UNCSA student production of The Nutcracker runs December 13th through the 22nd at the Stevens Center, with evening performances at 7:30 and weekend matinees at 2. Featured guest artists Jillian Murphy, the Sugar Plum Fairy, and Gonzalo Garcia, her Cavalier Prince, will dance their respective roles on Friday night, December 13th, and Thursday night, the 19th. There will be a special opening night post-concert reception on the 13th, where prime orchestra ticket holders can rub elbows with the renowned featured guests. Much of the proceeds from ticket sales to the Nutcracker will go directly in support of UNCSA student scholarships, and you'll find links to ticket information and more at wfdd.org.